You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
There's Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect?
When
you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over a million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The call has gone out for safe drinking water in Nepal in the aftermath of the earthquake, and USA's John Clemens tells us something about meeting that need.
It's a new portable handheld water treatment unit created by Aqua Research. The device fits in a pocket weighing less than 4 ounces with a capacity to disinfect up to 80 gallons of water. Rodney Harrington is with Aqua Research.
They can find a source of water from a lake, river, puddle, stream, any type. Then this little device will make a disinfectant, and then you pour that disinfectant into the water. You wait 30 minutes typically for it to kill all the microorganisms in the water, and it'll be safe to drink.
I'm John Clemens.
Stocks are opening mostly lower as traders react to weak U.S. economic growth and some disappointing earnings. The government reported today that the economy skidded to a halt for the first 3 months of the year. Garmin and Buffalo Wild Wings were among the stocks that fell after disappointing earnings. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
There are mixed reports about the health of Joni Mitchell.
The website for the singer-songwriter says she is alert and is expected to make a full recovery, but a longtime friend of Mitchell's has gone to court saying she is unconscious and unable to care for her needs. Mitchell has been hospitalized since March 31st. No word on what caused her illness.
That was AP Entertainment Editor Oscar Wells Gabriel. The Obama administration is on pace to deport the fewest number of immigrants in nearly a decade. Federal immigration officials have sent home about 127,000 people as of mid-April. At the current pace, Immigration and Customs Enforcement is on track to remove the fewest numbers of immigrants since the then-President George W. Bush's administration sent home about 207,700 people in 2006. The numbers were contained in documents obtained by the AP. In her first major policy address as a presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton is addressing the violence in Baltimore that followed the death of Freddie Gray. She is speaking today at New York's Columbia University, outlining steps to reform the criminal justice system. Clinton wants body cameras to be used by every police department in the country. For the first time in history, two Major League Baseball teams will play one another without fans in the stands. No hot dogs, peanuts, or Cracker Jacks at Camden Yards in Baltimore today. The Orioles will host the White Sox at a locked stadium. For more news, go to usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894,
Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Good afternoon. The weather for today. Currently, it is 69 degrees with the humidity at 33%. Visibility is at 10 miles an hour. And we are expecting a high today of 75. Will be mostly sunny with the winds coming from the northwest around 8 miles an hour. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low around 49, and winds will be calming down a little bit. And then Thursday, increasing clouds with a high near 67. Mostly cloudy Thursday night with a low of 44. Friday, a chance of showers. It'll be cloudy with a high of 58. Chance of precipitation is at 30%. And Friday night, slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 69. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 73. I think spring has finally arrived. It is currently 12:09.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business. One business
at a time. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am your host for today's program, Ruth Altamura Roll, and I am a licensed professional counselor. And I have a private practice here in Flemington. And my topic today is based on actually a Facebook video that I saw earlier last week, I'll say. And it was a young woman who was in a relationship, and it was just following her around in terms of her relationship with her boyfriend and her friends and how much time they really spent on their telephones, their cell phones, their iPads. And I thought, gee, you know, and I know there's a lot of talk about this, and technology is a fantastic thing in so many ways, and yet, at the same time, it is affecting our ability to connect with other people. It actually does affect and impact our relationships. So I thought that this would be a good topic. You know, as a licensed professional counselor, I need to know a little bit about everything, or sometimes a lot of bit about everything. And keeping up on the trends in terms of relationships, and my past several shows talked about parenting, talked about marriages, and moving on to talking about intimacy and relationships in general, and the role that technology plays in that, I think is important. Intimacy in general, I think, is best defined as the connection that exists between two people. I like to think of it as sort of a spiritual connection, because I'm not touching you and you're not necessarily touching me, but we are connected. And we're connected because we perceive that we trust each other and we feel safe with each other. We have care and concern, maybe even have some mutually shared goals or beliefs, mutual values. And again, we feel safe with each other. Intimacy can lead to a romantic relationship. Not necessarily. Intimacy happens between friends, brothers and sisters, parents, co-workers, even among military. Believe it or not, you know, that band of brothers idea, there's that sense of intimacy, that sense of trust and security. You've got my back, I've got your back. And so getting to know each other is one of the ways that we develop that, experiencing each other. And communication is an extremely important aspect of intimacy. Without communication, how are we going to get to know the other person, and how are they going to get to know me? Part of communication is not just the sharing of words. Words are important. Words convey my likes, my dislikes, my values, my opinions, my judgments. Words can express feelings because we have feeling words such as mad, glad, sad, afraid. But words really are not sufficient. Just words in general are not sufficient to create that sense of intimacy and connection. It is spending time together and talking with each other. I've had a show on body language. Body language is important. Eye contact, important. Developing a sense of intimacy through empathy. Gain that through making eye contact. Listening to the tone and attitude in someone's voice. So a word, I am happy, means nothing. Versus, I'm so happy, makes a difference. So the inflection, the emotional attached inflection that we have with the words that we share. I trust you versus I really trust you makes a huge difference. Typing the words on my iPad or my cell phone through a text or Facebook message and putting in the little avatar which demonstrates an emotion is nice. And is it sufficient? Is it sufficient? Human beings are built. We are built for connection, for intimacy. It is the very reason we have things like families and communities and towns and groups, tribes. Doesn't matter. We can use any kind of different word we want to use. Neighborhoods. We crave connection. So I actually have to take a commercial break, and I will be back in a few moments to talk a little bit more about how technology may be impacting our ability to be intimate with other people and have that connection. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's show, Counselor's Chat.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, licensed professional counselor, and my topic today is the effects of technology on our relationships and the impact that it may have. Talking a little bit about communication and the importance of eye contact and intimacy. There's an article that was published in The Atlantic called "Is Facebook Making Us Lonely?" And it was written by Stephen Marsh, and it states, "Social media has made us more densely networked than ever, but that we have never been more lonelier, and that is this loneliness making us mentally and physically ill." The author goes on to say that we are living in an isolation that would have been unimaginable to our ancestors. We have never been more detached from another or lonelier. So here we are hardwired in our brain to be social creatures. And yet, we are more lonely than ever. And it is causing us both mental and physical illness. It's really very sad because on one hand, this is a fantastic tool. You know, I shared on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter that I'm having this show, and I got a response from someone who said, "Well, I found you on Facebook," you know? And yes, this is true. I am using this technology. It's an important technology to use. It is the most convenient way of staying in touch, advertising, building your business. it gives us the ability to have a wealth of... I mean, who buys Encyclopedia Britannicas anymore? They're probably even almost out of business at this point. You get everything you need to know is somewhere on the computer. It's amazing. Amazing. It is carrying a library with us wherever we go. A library, a newspaper, entertainment, video games, you name it. There it is. And here we are, again, curious creatures by nature. Otherwise, we wouldn't have this technology, because it's our own curiosity that got us to create this. And yet at the same time, it's actually hurting us. We're more lonely. We are more disengaged with other human beings. How many of you have experienced your children? Gee, my 10-year-old sitting in the back seat with her girlfriend, and they're communicating through Facebook, or sending texts to each other, or emails. They're not looking at each other. They are looking at the screen. There are gadgets. Gadgets. It's not the right word to use. You can get a baby, an infant baby chair that has a connection or a thing that goes over the baby's face that you could attach your iPad so that the baby can sit there and look at the iPad and not get human contact. There are old studies, some of you know of them, Reese's monkeys. One monkey was in a cage that had a wire meshed mom, had a bottle so it could get nourishment, and the other one was covered in a carpet. And this Reese's monkey would go over and it would get nourishment from the wire monkey, but would hang out with the one that was carpeted because the connection, the warmth, the connection. There were studies done on children in Russia years ago. These were children, infants, who were up for adoption, and they were dying. Lack of contact. They would just change their diaper and feed them. Otherwise, they wouldn't get picked up. They wouldn't get, their brains weren't stimulated. We need contact. Contact helps us survive. How many of you saw the movie Castaway? And you go, oh, that's so silly, you know. Tom Hanks' character, he has a soccer ball and turns it into a face because he couldn't handle being alone. The isolation was making him crazy. And when he was on that raft and he lost Wilson, because he even named it, the devastation was amazing. The sense of abandonment, being utterly and totally alone and devoid of another human face. So does this have an impact then? Keeping our faces on screens rather than with each other. Does it actually affect our brain? Well, interestingly, it does. You know, eyes are the windows of the soul. We've heard that. So eye contact is extremely important. It is a phenomenon that human eye contact with another human face actually helps in the brain's cognitive processing. Eye contact activates modulars of the brain. From the time we're born, from that early gaze that we have into our mother's eyes, and you know, they're actually showing that it's not just having that newborn placed on the mother's skin, it's actually eye contact. It's as if one brain is looking at the other brain. And that sense of isolation, that ability to reflect back, is so incredibly important. It actually helps our brains to function better. It helps us feel safe. That's how we build that sense of trust. Not just through observing what someone is doing. Gee, I can't trust that person. I've just observed them stealing something. It's the eye contact. It's amazing. We really are amazing in terms of how we're built. It's the thing that creates that social, professional, or romantic connection, the friendships. Can we create friendships? You know, yeah, you know, the old-fashioned pen pal. Now it's like a Facebook pal. You know, we can do that back and forth. And you know, oftentimes what we do, here we go. This is what we do. We say, "Let me send you a picture. I want you to see my face." Advertising. I advertise my practice. I have my face. I'm not showing you my elbow. You don't get to know anything about me by showing my elbow. It's that face contact. It's the, and I get people who call and they'll say to me, "Well, it was something about the way you looked." I don't know what, but that is part of where that contact is made. Eye contact. Looking into the soul of another person, as we say. Well, it's time for a little news break, and I will be back shortly with Counselor's Chat, and I am your host for today's show, Ruth Altamura-Roll.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. It was a relatively quiet night on the streets of Baltimore. 3,000 National Guardsmen were in place to enforce a curfew. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says residents were happy to see law enforcement presence.
They were happy to see the National Guard. They were happy to see the state police. They were saying, "Thank you for being here." People are concerned. They want us to restore law and order.
Police Commissioner Anthony Batts responded to criticism over Monday night's riots and why the department used restraint.
"Why didn't you move faster? Because there are 14, 15, and 16-year-old kids out there. Do you want people using force on 14, 15, 16-year-old kids that are out there?"
The Baltimore riots, spawned by the death of a black man in police custody, also created unrest in Ferguson, Missouri last night. There were violent protests there in response to the death of Freddie Gray in Baltimore. This is USA Headline News.
If you have trouble remembering names, if problems with focus or mental clarity are affecting your work, or if you have an aging parent in mental decline, please listen closely to this important message. A team of neuroscientists with the University of Massachusetts Lowell has developed Perceptive, a breakthrough nutritional supplement. Independent research funded by accredited organizations like the Alzheimer's Association, National Institute on Aging, and the National Science Foundation shows that Perceptive is highly effective at improving cognitive performance, memory recall, and focus, and it may help reduce cognitive decline due to aging. In as little as 2 weeks, subjects taking Perceptive reported dramatic improvements in memory and clarity. Perceptive is now available through this exclusive radio offer. Call 800-994-0805, and we will rush you a free one-month supply. Again, call 800-994-0805. That's 800-994-0805 for your free 30-day supply. Call 800-994-0805 now.
Hi, I'm Karen Palatash of MGX Outdoor. And being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber affords me the opportunity to meet decision makers that I might not have had an opportunity to meet otherwise.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's show and a licensed professional counselor. And I'm talking today about the effects of technology on our relationships. And talking a little bit about eye contact and the importance of eye contact with other people and how that builds that sense of intimacy, a sense of trust and knowledge and connection. You know, we really don't know the toll that social media is really taking on relationships, but I do see quite often, including with some of the clients that I work with and couples and even some of my friends, that it is beginning to have a devastating effect. Again, is it important? Social media and cell phones and texting, it does allow us to connect in ways that we would not have otherwise until this came about. However, it is that eye contact. You know, it's really great when I get a text from my husband. It tells me that he's thinking about me, or if I get a text, send him a text, it tells me that he's thinking about me. And that's really great. We can send little messages. Thinking about you. Hope your day is good. Pick up milk. On your way home, all those little things. However, when we are home, are we sitting face to face? Are we talking about our day with each other? Or are we spending time with the television on, the laptops open, the Facebook going, the cell phones ringing? We're together. But we're not with each other. And this creates a distance in the relationship. It actually destroys intimacy. And it destroys the ability to develop empathy. And empathy happens, and we learn about empathy, when we make that eye contact. I can see by looking at you that you are in pain. I can see by looking at you that you are sad, that you are happy, that you are angry. I can see for you that you are having these feelings. And I can connect with you because I know what it feels like to be sad or angry or lonely or whatever the feeling is. And that I don't get that when I look at my Facebook or my, even though someone may have, you know, picture, again, I was saying, you know, we put our faces up, not our elbows, and it just gives us that instant, just a brief instant of captured expression, which actually can be misinterpreted because it is so brief. So what are we going to do about this? We need our technology. It is now part of our lives. I mean, I couldn't imagine at this stage of the game not to have my iPad. Or my cell. I mean, I need them just to even operate my business. And my business is about helping people develop intimacy with themselves, get to know self, get to know the people in my lives, self-awareness, self-esteem. Is it really creating a trade-off? You know, the people who are, and we, believe it or not, we even have like a 12-step program for people who are addicted. So that I don't even get to know myself because I'm so focused on the screen. So my self-esteem may be low. And it does. It costs friendships. It costs families. It creates depression. It creates loneliness. Internet communication is easy. Actually, it's less risky. I may, you know, my internet doesn't hurt me. However, at the same time, I may misinterpret something that a friend sends. I may misinterpret the words because I don't hear that that inflection in the voice. I don't see the emotion in the eyes. I don't hear the tone. So, the first step, I would say, for anyone who is listening, because I don't think there's many people anymore that don't have technology in their lives. My mother, I will say, does not. And my mother is 84 and has made the decision to say, you know, I really don't want to learn it. I don't want to learn it. I don't need to learn it. And she hasn't. She's all for writing letters and picking up the phone and making lunch appointments and having that eye-to-eye contact. So what do? We need it. We put it down. We have to give ourselves a break. We're concerned about our children. The weight gain, the lack of intimacy, the inability to connect with other people, with our children. We have to start with our children, give them time limits, play board games, make eye contact. In your relationship, I remember as a kid, strict rules, TV off, dinner time, sit and talk. And talk. How was your day? How are you? How are you? How often has someone actually said to you, how are you? How are you doing? What's going on in your life? When was the last time you said to someone, I'm really interested in you? Wow, what a concept, huh? It's so important to be able to say to another human being, I care about you and I want to spend time with you. It actually can feel good. What ends up happening is that technology creating isolation, contributing to the decline of marriage and committed long-term relationships, can get turned around because we put down the technology and we connect with other people. We actually begin to recognize that our fear of intimacy can begin to slip away. Because yes, we can be afraid of intimacy. Well, heck, you know, I'm having an intimate relationship with my computer or my Facebook, not with another human being, and I'm afraid. I'm afraid of what another human being is going to see when they look at me. And so sometimes we actually have to force ourselves. It's playing that who can stare at someone the longest and make that eye contact. I'm going to practice focusing my attention on another human being. Five minutes to begin with. Chances are we will begin to feel less lonely. We may actually, because we have an epidemic of depression and anxiety, we may actually feel less depressed. It may stimulate the process of dopamine in our brain. It's a feel-good neurotransmitter. And that eye contact with another human being is a powerful defense against isolation. Which something, you know, I think, and I shared this with a client earlier today about loneliness. You know, I can be alone and feel alone when I'm in a group of other people. And part of it maybe is that I am not making some good eye contact. And I'm not talking about how I feel. And when I lay technology over the top of that and make my relationship with technology, it pulls me away even more from people in my life and isolates me even more. And next thing you know, we can withdraw and hide in our technology. And become afraid to connect with people. You know, it's funny, you know, people say, oh, I have a meeting, it's a face-to-face meeting. We're you know, it's so incorporated into our lives that we make a distinction between a computer meeting and a face-to-face. Kind of sad. Well, speaking of technology, I need to go to commercial break. The commercials help keep this radio show going, and I'm grateful for that. And I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program, Counselor's Chat.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Are you tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's show, and I've been talking about the technology in our lives and how it's affecting our relationships, our ability towards intimacy. You know, without intimacy, without empathy, especially without empathy, we can end up doing things that are both unhuman and inhumane. I don't think there's a problem with torturing because I don't make a connection. My brain doesn't have the ability to do that empathy aspect that, oh wow, this must really hurt you. That's when we get people who laugh. It's an antisocial personality disorder. You know, I laugh at someone else's pain because I lack empathy. Empathy can be developed, and it gets developed through eye contact. I begin to associate what's going on with you in your brain with a feeling. It's connecting in my brain. And it's actually beginning to build some pathways in my brain. Having empathy helps us feel more balanced. Eye contact and intimacy with another person helps us feel more balanced. We are less lonely, less isolated, less afraid, less anxiety. Less depression. My goodness, is that part of what intimacy helps us accomplish? Again, I just, you know, said there was a video, young woman, you know, she was laying in bed with her boyfriend, and she was all cuddled next to him, but he was on his cell phone, and then they were on a date hiking somewhere, and she was standing out looking at the beautiful sunset, and he was on his cell phone. And then she's over having lunch with her girlfriends, and they're all on their cell phones, and she looked isolated and alone and depressed. So I would say make a commitment to yourself. Make a commitment to your family. When you go on vacation, don't take it with you. Well, just for contact. We got here okay. There's an emergency. This is how you contact us. Or I'll use it to take pictures. But I'm not going to use it to... Amazes me. Sometimes I've observed people. Here they are watching the parade, but they're not watching the parade. They're watching the parade on their iPad or their, because they're so busy taking picture after picture or videotaping it or whatever. They're not really watching it. They're watching it through their technology, even though they are there. That always amazes me. The situation down in Baltimore this past couple of days, people standing there with their iPhones, taking pictures of it. Well, that separates me from the terror of it. I'm filming it. I'm not participating in it. I have a barrier. It prevents me from acknowledging the tragedy of it. At work, at home, anywhere that you are, having eye contact is important. It's how we gather a lot of information. It is the very thing that creates intimacy. Creates who we are as people. When we lose our ability to be intimate, when we lose our ability for empathy, we lose our humanness. And that's really sad, because it is essential. So make a commitment to yourself. Make a commitment to your family, to your friends, to your coworkers. Use your eyes. Develop intimacy. Develop empathy. Risk connecting with another human being through that eye contact. It is the way one human brain connects with another human brain. Eye contact. There's no other way for true intimacy. Again, I'm not discounting, keeping in touch with friends. I've got family in Australia. It's really great to see some of the things that are going on in their lives. You get to see some things going on in my life. That's great. It's not sufficient. I can live on bread and water. I can. But I may end up with rickets. It's not sufficient. And so that's the thing that I hope that you take away from this program today. That you're going to make a decision for your own mental health, your own well-being, and the well-being of your relationships, to say, you know what? Hey, why don't we go out for lunch and sit and look at each other and talk about our lives? Let me ask you, how are you today? And let me look at you as you respond. Let me hold your hand as you tell me about your life. And hopefully you will ask me, how are you today? tell me about your day and your experience so I can build trust with you, so I can gain a sense of security with you, so that I can develop a sense of well-being. And I will recognize that I'm not alone. And I will feel, because I'm connected with another human being, less anxious, less depressed, more hopeful, more secure, more fulfilled. Wow. You're in control. Self-awareness is a huge key. Wow, I recognize that, yeah, you know, my face is into that screen more than it's face to face with another human being. So let me make that conscious effort and put it down my equipment. Sit and look at my children. How's your day? How are you today? Let me tell you about my day a little bit. Tell me about your day. I want to know about you. Not the video games. You. Practice empathy with your children. Help them learn how to have their feelings and cope with them. So, I do hope that today's show was useful. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I like to kind of end the show, or at least some point, and put a little plug in for me. Because I am always open to new clients. I don't keep a waiting list. I have a practice here in Flemington, right on Main Street. If you want to find out more about what I do, you can visit me on the web at www.alterolcounselor.net or alterolcounselor.com. And it's Alterol, two L's, counselor, O-R. So it's alterolcounselor.net or .com. You can also call, leave a message, or if I answer the phone, that's even great. If I don't answer the phone, chances are I am with a client. And you can request services. I don't keep a waiting list, like I said. Or you can leave an opinion about the show. I'd love to hear from you on that. Any suggestions that you might have for a topic, that would be a good thing also. And I deal with many different issues, from anxiety to depression, eating disorders. I'm actually going to be at the National Eating Disorder Association Walk that's going to happen this Saturday up in Washington. And I'm going to be giving a little talk on eating disorders. So if you can come up, that would be great. I really want to help remove the stigma of good mental health. That good mental health is at the base of a good, healthy, balanced life. So with that, I am going to sign off for today. And I will be back next week. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, licensed professional counselor, and your host for today's show, Counselor's Chat.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The first night of Baltimore's week-long curfew was quiet. 3,000 National Guardsmen were in place.